Carol Ann and I spent this past weekend getting Christmas out of the attic. She goes up and hands everything down to me, box after box of Christmas treasures we've collected together for nearly 30 years. A lot of people these days hire professional house light hangers. Oh, they do a beautiful job. Too good, if you ask me. Everything is weirdly perfect, and it's expensive. And I think there's something wrong about sitting inside the warm house watching TV while strangers decorate your yard. Wrong for me, anyway. We used most of what we've had for decades. Boxes of tangled, ancient light strands in various sizes. Some all white, some multicolored, some working, some not. Hey, we have one light in a line of dozens along the driveway that flashes. Just one. That's fine. We didn't do any precise planning. We sort of decided where to put stuff as we went. The pros get their work done in a couple of hours, I guess. We spent 2 days and part of a third, and we're still not sure we finished. Through the process, we made 3 or 4 trips to the big box hardware store and wound up spending almost as much money as we would have for the professionally perfect jobs, though ours is decidedly unprofessional. It's a bit of this and a bit of that, but I like it. And we're proud that we have no giant blow-up characters powered by air at night, but left to puddle lifeless all over the yard during the day. By the time Carol Ann and I were finished, we were both exhausted. My back and her hands hurt, but our hearts were happy. See, to passers-by, our Christmas display is just another mishmash of color and cords, I suppose, but to us, it represents Christmas's past, when our kids were little and we were young. It means absolutely everything to us.